If you've been hurt in an accident, call the firm that truly cares about their clients. Call Bell and Pollock. I called Bell and Pollock and I got immediate results. I got my medical bills paid and a great settlement in just a few months.
Now on Colorado's Morning News, a weekend of job interviews in D.C. to fill that vacancy at the head of the FBI. And reports say the president has nearly a dozen people on the quote-unquote short list for consideration to fill the role left by James Comey's firing. Republican congressman from here in Colorado, Mike Kaufman, is back in our state and joins us live with more. Welcome back.
Hey, great to be with you.
Thanks for coming on. So what names do you like on this short list and which ones do you disagree with?
Oh, I think John Southers would be great. I think that, you know, somebody coming, anybody who does this should be from the law enforcement background. John Southers, certainly a former U.S. attorney, former prosecutor in El Paso County, strong leadership background in running the Department of Corrections in Colorado in the Attorney General's office.
Mike,
and now the city of Colorado Springs.
Yeah, exactly. Don't forget his current gig. Let's talk, Congressman, if you will, about a little bit about these allegations that recorded conversations are taking place. Donald Trump is wondering if James Comey recorded him. Others are wondering if the White House is recording others. I mean, would you feel safe in going to the White House and having a conversation confidentially and securely with the president, fearing maybe that it was going to be recorded?
Well, first of all, unfortunately, I think that there is no controversy too small that this White House can't turn into a really big one. And so, the president needs some message discipline. I don't know about that. I do think that a special prosecutor, at the end of the day, really needs to be appointed to get down to the bottom of all this stuff, and because it's created such a circus in Washington, D.C. And I really do think that the advantage of a special prosecutor, one of the criticisms is it can go in any direction, but there has to be probable cause that a crime was violated, and the crime, clearly, that where there is probable cause is the unmasking of private citizens by the prior administration. And so I think let it look at that, let it look at potential collusion, but I do think it needs to go in that direction. And in this circus in Washington, let us focus on, I think, the president's agenda, the parts that certainly I can agree with that the American people want. You know, they want us to fix this healthcare system. They want us reform the tax code, and they want us repair our crumbling infrastructure.
Yeah, you mentioned the need for an independent prosecutor. That's not a popular opinion by Republicans. You've also gone against the grain when it comes to your stance on the GOP health care plan. Have you gotten grief from your own party?
Oh, I get grief from every direction possible. It's part of the job. It's just part of the job. But I did differ with the MacArthur Amendment with pre-existing conditions. I just thought it needed to be tighter. I had an amendment for that. Instead, the leadership in my party chose to throw $8 billion at the problem. I disagreed with that. And I told them, pretty early on that my vote is contingent upon, getting an amendment to fix the pre-existing conditions part. I didn't get it on there.
We'll let you run at that. We'll talk to you soon. And if we don't talk to you before Memorial Day, enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. And I know you'll be taking part in ceremonies, probably no doubt here in our own backyard. Thanks, Mike.
Oh, and Stephen, thanks for all you do for veterans. God bless you both. Thanks so much for having me.
Thanks so much. Congressman Mike Kaufman there on the Newsline.